Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Early last month, directors and producers Adi Barish and Ruthie Schatz were here on our show to talk about Lenox Hill, the 8-part Netflix docuseries that follows 4 doctors at the Manhattan Hospital. The powerful series had wrapped up shooting months before the coronavirus outbreak began in New York City, but it turns out Adi and Ruthie weren't quite finished. Adi returned to the hospital in early March and started filming as the first handful of COVID-19 cases in the city were reported. Netflix just released the special Lenox Hill episode called Pandemic. It takes viewers inside the hospital and its downtown emergency room as the COVID-19 outbreak becomes a full-fledged public health emergency. Adi and Ruthie are back to talk about that special episode. So, Adi, this feels so different from the other 8-episode series that was released. When did you realize you needed to go back in, and what were your first steps?
Hi, Allison. Thank you for having us once again. First steps were really starting to percolate with us when we heard the news coming out of China, out of Wuhan, and then going into Italy. It was still far away from the U.S., but it took another month until it landed here and started to pound us. But we felt it from, mid-February that we were just asking ourselves, what are we going to do if it comes here? What do we do if it's going to impact New York City and impact our doctors, who we were in a very friendly touch with them throughout the whole series? And we made a decision to go ahead and film it, early March. As it was really coming into the States.
How quickly did it become clear to the doctors that this was going to be severe, this was going to be unprecedented?
They were in touch with people in Europe through connections. They were in touch even with people in China. So they knew it was something that we need to try to be prepared. Now, saying try to be prepared, this is such a big, huge thing coming your way, and so many systems involved. So it was, I think, in the beginning, fairly difficult. But they were in the hospital in a way, prepared for the impact, and then. Trying to find solutions, obviously, as fast as they can. But they knew it was coming, definitely.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. If you watch it, Ruthie, you see the evolution of it, because in the first few scenes in March, they're in one of the conference rooms, and not all the doctors are wearing masks. And then the next one, it's half. And then the next scene, we see everybody's wearing masks. You see it happening sort of in real time. And we meet again Dr. Mirta Makri, who's the ER physician at the downtown facility, for the first time on March 25th as the case numbers are rising. And she's pregnant with her second child. Let's play a clip from that, and I'll ask you a question about her and the doctor's well-being on the other side.
I'm going to be honest with you. The way I feel right now is that I trained my whole life for this. It's not very often that a pandemic happens during your career in emergency medicine, and we are trained for disaster and critical medicine. I feel like it's my duty. I feel a little obligated to be here, but at the same time, I don't want to be exposed because of the pregnancy. Sort of a wounded soldier. So it's not ideal. I feel great. Like right now, if I wasn't pregnant, I'd be in Queens helping out with whatever they needed. Right now, it's for me, it's more the emotional, the anxiety, the stress. I mean, everybody that's coming in now is positive. You can't really avoid it anymore.
So, and to avoid infecting her family, she sends her husband, her sons to live with her parents. Ruthie, how did that sense of isolation compound the stress that the doctors were under?
Hi. Well, I think mirrored of our example, she was pulled to a few directions, because I think one of the most stressful thing for her was actually not to be able to help her colleagues as she would expect herself to. Mm-hmm. And this was very painful for her, and she felt she said, like a wounded soldier, how she was walking really wounded, and then being pulled away from her family, and basically she felt like in a sort of sense of limbo protecting her pregnancy. I think for the other doctors as well, the stress was, for David, for example, he had to run his department and to take care of his patients. And while the pandemic was happening, he had to stall every operation and basically other people that needed, you know, acute help couldn't get it because of COVID. So this was very stressful for him. And of course, John was the most prepared. He had said in the get-go that he thinks that everything should be shut down immediately. And he was very stressed around that too. But overall, within a few days, they were all gearing up and preparing for the new situation, which was very impressive.
Yeah, Dr. Buchvar and Dr. Langer, who we meet in the longer series, they're both neurosurgeons. Let's play a clip of Dr. Langer where he's talking about the challenge of suddenly working in the ICU.
I think the trouble is when you go and you just show up one day and go work in an intensive care unit like that, you have no relationship with the patients. You didn't know them ahead of time. You didn't know who they were. You develop a relationship with the families and you feel you have a lot of empathy for them, but you really didn't know the patient because they're all intubated and they're not conscious. You can't talk to them.
So Adi, when you were filming, it was just you this time, right? For safety reasons. When you were filming, what were sort of the ground rules? Because this was unknown, even though they knew you and the hospital knew you, this was an unknown situation for everybody. How did you protect yourself? How did you protect the privacy of the patients? What were the ground rules?
Well, the ground rules were basically the same as before in terms of patients. So we kept that pretty strict and clear. But with anything to do with PPE and me, I was, first of all, I took great measures together with David and John and Miritha just to keep them safe and keep myself safe. So it was, you know, if I was in the with Miritha downtown, so it was almost full protection, and it was wearing the mask, and it was hand sanitizing all the time and the equipment. Whenever possible. And when I was going outside, you know, leaving them, I was changing clothes. So it was constantly just being, you know, aware of this and not saying it's going to be okay, it's nothing. You know, it was something. And you saw them, that they were so concerned about it. That means a lot. So it was full-on preparation all the time.
Ruthie, why do you think the hospital said, okay, you can come in and film this?
Partly because of the relationship we developed with them, and they knew they can trust us. We were, no matter in which situation we went in, even when Adi went in alone, we always had a HIPAA person who would clear the floor, will make sure we keep patients' privacy. So they knew that we are, you know, responsible in that sense. And I also think they felt that this is an historical moment that needs to be documented. All the things you see outside on the news are mostly very chaotic, very hysterical, and it was important to portray what the doctors are actually going through.
My guests are Adi Barsh and Ruthie Schatz. We're talking about the pandemic episode of Lenox Hill, which is now out on Netflix. So, Adi, what was something that you saw during the course of your filming and being there that you think isn't quite being understood by people in the outside world of during that period of time between March and, let's say, end of May?
First of all, that this COVID-19 is super dangerous. It's dangerous. It's contagious. It's invisible. It's you know, it's like Dr. Seuss and the pink paint. You feel like it's just following you, and you have to protect yourself all the time. That's in the hospital. Obviously, you know, I felt the same, that it's that it has to be. We have to take the same measurements outside. So it was, you know, it was a real danger that we felt that sometimes could be portrayed, you know, in a different way, or in different sections of the country. And you know, that was the major thing, seeing it as what it was. You know, the doctors in the ICU and the doctor and the nurses, of course, you know, they saw what it means, what happens when and how badly inflicting it is on the inside. And I think for us now, it should have still have this. We should still be wary of it, because mm-hmm. It's still here. It's still circulating around the country. You know, it's like a big pendulum. It's gone here. It's starting someplace else. Is it going to come back here? So it's just keeping, you know, the basics of safety, which is masks and washing your hands, and just protect yourself. And you know, maybe we'll wait for a vaccine, we'll be over it. But it's a real threat outside.
It is the pandemic episode of Lenox Hill. It is out now on Netflix. Adi Barsh and Ruthie Schatz, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for documenting this important moment.
Thank you very much, Alison.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.